News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Is it time to start thinking global when it comes to Gaelic Games? With GAA clubs dotted around the world, is now the time to take the plunge and go for gold at the Olympics. The former president of GAA, Liam O'Neill, first proposed this idea of Olympic status in 2014. The idea may come across as fanciful, but Liam says we need to expose our games. He joins us now. Liam, is it a little bit fanciful to talk about Gaelic Games in the Olympics?
Not really, Shane. It's those remarks were made at an event in 2014 where I welcomed a South African team to Croke Park, an underage team to Croke Park, because they had been involved in a programme of Gaelic Games. We spoke at that press conference about the internationalisation of Gaelic Games, how Gaelic Games have grown abroad. And we talked about, at that time, it seemed fanciful enough to have a World Games. But in we achieved that in 2015 first, and in 2019 we had 97 teams from abroad taking part in the World Games, GAA Games in Waterford. We had teams from Irish people abroad playing on teams, but we also had native-born people abroad. And one of the most amazing groups that came to that World Games was a group from Galicia and Spain, where Gaelic Games have started in villages, much the same way as it started here in the 1880s, set up their own volition because they love the game. And it might surprise people to think that the local station in Galicia is broadcasting our All-Ireland final live.
Wow, that is brilliant. Look, I accept the point, and there's no doubt Gaelic Games is spreading, but, I mean, we have to be realistic. It's largely the Irish diaspora that are playing it around the world. I mean, if say Gaelic football or hurling were to become Gaelic sports, I mean, Ireland would walk away with the gold medal every year. I mean, every 4 years. It's not really real. We're nowhere near that point yet, are we?
No, we're not. Honestly, no, and we're not. And to be honest, at the moment, if you were to put it to me, what are the major priorities for the GAA at the moment? I wouldn't list it as one of our top three. But in the context in which we're talking about the games, it has a relevance. And you sometimes have to look over the horizon to see what's going to happen. Who would have imagined the growth in Gaelic Games? In Europe in 1999, the then president, Joe McDonagh, founded what was the European County Board with four teams. There are now over 100 Gaelic Game teams playing across Europe in 27 different countries. That's a growth in 20 years. So what we're saying is, we would need to internationalise it to get the World Games on a sound footing, to have teams from their local areas playing, representing their countries. And to a large extent, that has happened spectacularly in New York last year. The New York Championship was won by St. Barnabas, playing American-born, New York-born players. And the beat Sligo in the final, one of the more traditional clubs. This is a club associated with our president at the moment, Larry McCarthy. So those sort of things are happening. And if you don't look out for possibilities, the easiest thing in life is to say no, and then that's a full stop. No, yeah. Development can take place. We actually had a vision for Gaelic Games at that stage that we could internationalise it, we could give people the experience of playing our games. And peculiarly enough, Jen, the sport that has taken off internationally, one of our six sports, is handball. There's a new game called one-wall handball now, which is very easy to play. You just need a wall and you need a court in front of it, much like a squash court or a handball court without walls. That's been played in, I think, 45 different countries now at the moment. There are various, they call it wall ball.
And you're right to point out that there's more to Gaelic Games than just football and hurling. There are other sports as well, including rounders, including handball. Look, let's cut to the chase here. You're being realistic. You're not talking about it for 4 years' time. 2040, say, 20 years from now, 19 years from now, could Gaelic Games, could football or hurling or rounders or handball be one of the sports at the Olympics there, do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. Who would have said 40 years ago that we would have skateboarding? It's the possibility. The sport is expanding. Interest in sport is expanding. The new means of looking at live streaming and the way sport is being broadcast around the world has changed dramatically. Even the Olympic Games has changed in the sense that I believe most young people around the world are not watching the Olympics now on television. They're watching it on their screens, on their handheld devices. Because that's the way the world is changing. And if we are going to expand our games, we need to look at possibilities. We already have the GA Go, our collaboration with RTE, has Gaelic games on computer screens in over 170 different countries at the moment. So the possibilities are endless. But at the moment, if you want to be realistic, probably the fastest growing sport abroad at the moment is ladies Gaelic football. But we have challenges here at home. Before we talk about expanding to a world games, we have to get our show together here and unify our organisation, give men and women equal opportunities. And as you know, or probably know, I tried to do that when I was president. I didn't manage to do it because people weren't willing to take the leap and join one organisation. But when we do that, and we will do it, we will be in a much stronger position to promote our games and to promote the idea, like you said, in a number of years. That we could have it at the Olympics.
Okay, former president of the GAA, Liam O'Neill, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your view. Is it realistic? Could you see women's football, for example, at the 2040 Olympics, wherever that may be?